Hello and welcome to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. My name is Brendan Sinclair and you're listening to our podcast show number 3 on tailoredpodcast.com. It's December the 6th, 2005, and today's show is all about Google. It's a Google special, a Google bonanza, everything about Google. Before we get into that, I just want to say thanks to those people who have provided the feedback on the show so far. The feedback's kind of telling me that it's a little dull in that just my voice is a little dull and that we probably need to break it up a bit. To that end, we're developing a professional introduction. We've got an audio company working on that presently. As well as that, we'll be having a couple of mini breaks throughout the show. You know, the sort of thing where people go, and you're listening to the Taylor podcast, blah, 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 blah. Now back to the show with a bit of music, a bit of information like that. And what that does is just breaks it up a little bit and makes it more enjoyable to listen to. The other thing we'll be adding is interviews throughout the show. We've recorded a couple already and we'll integrate them into the appropriate spots in coming shows. We're also negotiating with a female webmaster here in Australia. I think a female voice would be a really good balance to my voice because mine kind of drones a bit, doesn't it? Kind of really slow. And brightening it up with a good female voice would be good. And it's a person who really knows her stuff in terms of web design and search engine marketing. So she would be a great asset to the show, I'm sure, and would be good to have that bit of interaction, and she could ask the questions about what I think my listeners might be listening about, or I could ask her questions about her speciality. So they're the plans for the show, so keep that feedback coming in because it makes a big difference, and we certainly appreciate it. So we're getting straight into the show today, and we'll talk about Google. Google is obviously, as many people would know, the biggest search engine in the world, and by anyone's standards, probably the best. Google have taken great pride and delight in providing quality results when you search for a particular search term and keeping the rubbish out of the search results because none of us want to filter through lots of rubbish to get good results. And Google have very quickly built up the lion's share of the market. I think the latest stats I read were they're about 51% of the market is Google. They're a very innovative company too in that they've developed a whole range of products, and we'll talk about some of those products today, that can be useful particularly for people running their own websites. So we'll jump right in there and we'll look at what's giving Google all of their money, which is Google AdWords. Google AdWords are those ads that display down the right-hand side of a page when you search for a particular search term. Basically, position one has bid more per click and position two. Position two's bid more per click than position three. Now, if position one bids 63 cents to be in position one, and position two has only bid 21 cents, then position one will only be charged 1 cent more than position two. So instead of paying 63 cents, their bid actually drops down to 22 cents. Now, there's a whole range of sophisticated reviews behind this, and one of them is that Google will put up higher in the results those ads that make them more money. So if your click ad is 12 cents but you get a whole lot more clicks than most people, then Google will put you up near the top because number of clicks times the price for the click will give them more money than another site that's got a much higher click cost but doesn't get as many clicks. So Google have been very smart about that and outwitted a lot of the other search engines, providing a better service for the customer so that their experience with Google and their ability to generate income is greatly enhanced. And that's certainly been my experience. And I'll tell you a bit about my experience with Google. I've spent up to $1,500 per day on Google AdWords, and you don't spend that sort of money, what's that equate to? Well over $500,000 a year. You don't spend that sort of money unless you're getting a good return on investment and unless it's entirely accountable. What I found most important about my Google AdWords advertising, it's an entirely accountable solution, advertising solution. If you run an ad in your local newspaper, you don't know how many people read it. You generally don't know how many people have contacted you, depending on your business, of course. You don't know how many people have contacted you because of that advertisement. With Google AdWords and with any pay-per-click solution, you know exactly how many people have clicked on your advertisement. You know exactly how many people have visited your website. You know exactly how many pages they've visited. You know exactly how many people have purchased an item. You know exactly how much that dollar item was worth. So it's an entirely accountable solution. And from that, because of that, you can develop a whole strategy, a whole advertising campaign around maximizing your return, because you can constantly test the things that you're doing. You can constantly see what works and what doesn't. Now, I'll give you some ideas on what works for me with our websites when we're spending that sort of money. Probably the first thing I want to say is that you need to measure really, really carefully. So we've developed quite an extensive spreadsheet that measures our return on investment, our average pay per click. It measures probably 100 bits of data and generates a nice little report for us. What I found was that position one wasn't as effective and as profitable as being in position three or four. So don't worry too much about being position one. There's other places you can be that can be just as effective. Now, all things considered, if your conversion rate remains the same between position one and position four, let's say position one costs you $1, costs you $100 to get 100 visitors. Position four costs you 20 cents. So to get 100 visitors costs you $20. Then you can measure from there. Let's say your conversion rate is 5%, so you make 5 sales per 100, so your cost per sale on that first website is $20. Your cost per sale on the second website, the position 4, is just $4. $20 divided by 5 sales equals $4. And then if obviously you're going to know your profit margin, so then you can see, okay, our expenditure per lead or per sale on the top position was $20. We're only making $18 per sale. So you look at it and go, okay, we're making $18 per sale, but hey, it's costing us $20 to generate each sale. We're making a loss of $2. Down at position four, it's only costing you $4 per sale. You're making $18, you're making a $14 profit on that. So you would keep doing your Google AdWords for as long as you possibly can. But it doesn't work out like that. It's not quite that simple. There's a whole range of other variables that will come into it. Now, these are the things that I've found effective. Number one is that you don't need to be number one. You can very happily be number three, four, five, or six with Google AdWords, still get a terrific number of visitors, and then it's up to you to convert them. Now, I've found that the conversion rate of positions three and four have been just as high as conversion rates on position one, and some of the return on investment percentages will just blow your mind. They're just Google search and AdWords is a fantastic way to market your business, because when you think about it, it's a targeted visitor searching for your product, and let's say they're buying bananas. I'll type in buying bananas, there's your website. It's a person who's looking to buy bananas. They're not just browsing around looking for something non-specific. They're looking for bananas because that's your search term. They're on your site, which is about bananas. That's the first thing. Don't be too worried about your position. The next thing I'd like to suggest is that you have a different landing page for your various keywords. So if you have a, let's say you're selling MP3 player, you'd have a different landing page for your different products. Don't just send people to your home page, because your home page is basically the portal. It's the entry point for so many different people that you're limited into what you can do there. Now, if you've got an iBead MP3 player, it's much better if you send people straight to the iBead MP3 player page on your website. If you're selling iPods, it's be much better if you send them straight to the iPod page on the website, because you don't want them going through the more generic home page. So develop different landing pages for your different keywords. Do it that way, because then you'll get a much higher conversion rate. And in fact, I'd say that has been our biggest lesson that we've learned, is that you can increase your conversion rate tremendously with better landing pages. So when the person clicks on the ad, they go to a very specific page related to whatever the keyword was. And the third thing I'd like to mention is your copy of your advertisement. Your copy of your advertisement is absolutely critical. And this is the beauty about Google AdWords. You can constantly test those sort of things. You can test different words in there. You can test different price points. Sometimes on our ads, we mention the price of the product because we don't want people there who aren't qualified. For example, if we get the word free into a heading, we get a lot more clicks. We get a higher, what's called, click-through rate. But those people are looking for something free, which isn't always the best thing with your website. If you put in the price of your product, that pretty much pre-qualifies the people clicking on that ad because they see that your MP3 player is $200, for example. They click on the ad to visit. They've pretty well qualified themselves that they're happy to pay $200. So that's the third thing about Google AdWords. Now, Google AdWords also provide a whole range of tools there and reporting. You can see what conversion rates you've got. You can see how many people will click through. You can see what your average cost per click is. Now, the last thing I'll say about Google AdWords is a book that I recommend to every man and his dog. If you're interested in Google AdWords, buy Perry Marshall's book. I think it's called The Complete Guide to Google AdWords. I'll put a link in the show notes on the show. When I bought Perry's book, I was spending probably $500 or $600 on Google AdWords per day, and the guy saved me literally thousands and thousands of dollars and has generated thousands and thousands of dollars in sales. Now my Google AdWords buying is much more sophisticated and much more effective than it has ever been, and for much less money we get much better results. So that would be the book that I would suggest for more detailed coverage of Google AdWords. Now, Google AdSense. Google AdSense is something I love. Google AdSense is simply where you have your own website and you put Google AdWords on it. You sign up for a Google AdSense at google.com/AdSense. You sign up for an account and then they provide you with a bit of code. You put it into your web page and Google AdWords display on your website. From there, the person, a visitor comes along, sees an ad, they might click on it with a bit of luck, and Google basically shares that the advertising revenue that is generated from that person with you. So someone clicks on an ad worth a dollar, Google gets 50 cents, you get 50 cents. Doesn't exactly work out like that, but that's the way it basically works. Now, I'm here to tell you with much pride that one of our websites that we've been testing Google AdSense on has just hit the $10 a day mark. Now, $10 a day doesn't sound like much, but our aim is to develop a whole lot of sites, and I'm talking, well, not many, only 100 websites, for example. 100 good quality websites with a whole lot of information, a whole lot of useful content, and all with Google AdSense on there. Now, we're going to do it in areas that are of interest to us so that we can provide our web visitors with good information. So our philosophy isn't let's just do it so we generate Google AdSense. Let's develop good quality content that's useful for people. And that's the key factor about developing sites for Google AdSense, is that don't just sit there and develop thousands of sites with thousands of pages with absolutely no content on them, just with rubbish that gets a high search engine ranking. Google AdSense and developing quality sites is about developing sites full of information so that your visitor generates something of value from visiting your website. And then what that means is you'll get more and more and more visitors, and the percentage of them will click on your Google AdSense. Now, the Google AdSense that we've had success with have been, well, different sort of ads, and probably the best thing I can do is send you over to the Google AdSense blog. And again, the link will be in the show notes. Have a look at some of the case studies there. There's one, Tim from AskTheBuilder.com. Tim's generating something like $30,000 per month from his Google AdSense. And they talk in quite some detail about how Tim incorporates the AdSense ads into his web pages so that it's more likely that people click on them. And it's much the same philosophy as the Google AdWords, in that you develop your strategies to get the best return on your investment. So with your AdWords, you're trying to get people to click on them. So you use the right sort of copy. You're using the right words in that. You might mention the price. We have some success in Google AdWords with the ads actually rhyming. That always seems to increase our click-through rate. And with Google AdSense, it's pretty much the same thing. You're trying to figure out how to get people to click on your advertisement. Now be aware that these advertisements that display on your web page are related directly to the content on that web page. So if you're selling a product and you don't want competitors' sites to be found, then don't do Google AdSense, because it's going to be competitor advertisements that are on the website. So Google AdSense can be a tremendous source of revenue for people with good quality websites and who are willing to develop good quality content on those websites. And for us, if you develop a web page that generates $10 a day, it doesn't sound like much, but if you've got 10 websites like that, you're providing great information, you'll get a lot of visitors, and bang, all of a sudden you could be generating $100 per day from Google AdSense. So if you haven't signed up, zip on over to Google AdSense, sign up for an account, test it out, see how easy it is. It's an incredibly easy process. It's easy to get your AdSense going and hopefully start generating some good revenue. The next thing I'll talk about is Google Mail, called Gmail. So Gmail is where you can sign up with Google at google.com/Gmail and get an account that has something like 2,700 megabytes of storage, which is an absolutely colossal amount. They've also got terrific spam and virus filters, so really there's not much that will get into that Gmail account that's not good. Now the beauty of having a Gmail account is you can sign up for a whole other range of Google services, including the other one I'll talk about, which is Google Talk. Google Talk is available again at google.com/talk. It's a voice over IP function that allows you to just plug in a headset into your computer and call other people with Google Talk. The beauty of the Google Talk system is that they're developing it so it's accessible across a range of platforms. That is, you won't need people to be on Google Talk to be able to talk with them. They might be on Skype or they might be at a phone number on a normal phone. I'm sure that's very shortly to be developed by the people there at Google. Google Talk also comes with an instant messaging system that works quite well. It's only a small little program, but it's got all the features that you'll need for an instant messaging and a talking system as well. We use Google Talk quite extensively to liaise with clients that we know well. We say to them, look, jump online, get Google Talk, download it, and then when we want to talk to them, we call them on the Google Talk, and that has the benefit of being free, which is always an excellent price for this sort of technology, and it's the way Google have moved forward with their business. So you might want to check out Google Talk. It's a great way to keep in touch with friends overseas. We have someone who used to work here in the office, and we talked with her via Google Talk, and it's a great way to do it. You can talk for hours, it doesn't cost you anything, and it's a good quality service. You won't realise that you're speaking voice over IP, you won't realise you're speaking over the internet, it's that clear. So check out Google Talk. Now the things I really find with Google is that they're such an innovative company that they're developing more and more products that are useful to the webmaster and useful to anyone in business, really. One of the ones they've just developed recently is Google Analytics, where you put a bit of code on your web pages and then you have access to a whole range of good quality statistical information about visitors to your website, where they've come from, what terms they've typed into the search engines, etc. There are some issues, I guess, with all this Google stuff that you can find yourself locked into Google, and you're certainly giving Google a fair bit of information. With Google Analytics, for instance, Google knows exactly how many visitors you're getting to your website, where they're coming from, all of that, what your conversion rates are. I mean, if you're using the whole suite of Google products, then they're going to have an enormous amount of information there. And it's like superheroes. You just hope that they use their powers for good, like Superman. But you you want to be aware of that one company with all that information on you, and you don't want to be locked in without the ability to manoeuvre and move. I mean, who's to say that in a year or two Yahoo hasn't taken over, or MSN? I know Bill Gates is very keen to compete against Google across all arenas. The last thing I'll talk about is the bit of Blogger software from Google. Google owns Blogger.com, and that's a fantastic free service. Again, it's always the price with Google. A free service that provides the ability for anybody to update their own website through what's called a blog. a blog stands for web log. It's a shortened version of that. Now, the Blogger software is fairly easy to install, and very quickly you can have a website there that you can update and move forward on. Now, the other sort of tools, I'll just very quickly mention some other tools that we use here. Well, we obviously use AdSense and AdWords and Gmail and Google Talk, and we use Blogger. We personalize our homepage using Google. Go to google.com/IG, and you'll be able to personalize your homepage of your browser so that it comes up with the details that you want. We use the Google Toolbar so that we can search from any web page. We also use the Google Earth. We use desktop search. All of these things I'll put onto the show notes so that you can see some of the Google services. And this is by no means an exhaustive list of Google services. They provide a whole range of information across a whole range of industries, from stock quotes. They sell their Google search facility. You buy a little box and plug it into your network, and it searches your documents, etc., using the Google technology. So probably my biggest bit of advice to young webmasters starting out is learn Google. Learn Google's algorithms, or, you know, not that you're going to figure out exactly what they are, but understand what Google looks for when they're ranking a website high in their organic search listings, that is, high in those free listings. Learn about AdSense, learn about AdWords, learn about Google Talk, learn about Blogger, learn about Google Earth, learn about Google Toolbar, because all of these features, all of these services that Google provide are being used by millions and millions of people. And as a webmaster, you need to be aware of them so that you can recommend these services, so that you can use these services, so that your websites can be developed much more effectively. Because let's imagine that you're a whiz at search engine optimization. You can get good search engine rankings. You might want to provide services to clients for generating good search engine rankings, but you might want to take a different track and develop your own sites and sell products, for instance. If you're not getting high rankings, you might want to look at taking some Google AdWords. If you're getting terrific amount of visitors to your website and you're not selling anything, you might want to look at putting some Google AdSense on. Because in the end, it always boils down to return on investment. If you can generate good money at this sort of stuff, it keeps you in the industry, it keeps you interested, and it keeps your business growing so that you can, you know, feed the family, put a roof over their heads, keep the wolf from the door. So that's about all for today's show. I'll post all of the notes and all the information on the Tailored Podcast website. That's tailoredpodcast.com. Go there and have a good look. And I'll also mention a few of the other Google services, as I said a little earlier. Thanks very much for listening to the show. Hope that's been of interest. Again, the time has just absolutely flown, and I just feel like I haven't got into a lot of detail. Have a good week and take care.